Yeah, I'll have to bring you out one time or a couple times this summer. I'm still trying to line up more property. I haven't nailed any down by me. I mean, it's only 20 minutes from my house, so it's not like it's, you know, super far. But when I lived in Armada, man, I bet you I had access to at least 1,000 acres of private property that I just free reign, like go kill everything. And moving here is a different world. Farmers are kind of not the same. But, Sean, I'm using a 17 HMR. I was hesitant on bringing it yesterday because it was 13 to 20 mile an hour gust. And my first shot was at 115 yards, but I've shot that gun enough that I can manage. I don't have my FX anymore. I wish I still did, but I just have absolutely no need to have that much money tied up into an air gun because everywhere I hunt now I can burn powder. Like even I bought that gun specifically for when I lived in Armada because I lived in the village. And then I ended up modifying the gun to where it had more kinetic energy than a 22, so that it was defeated the purpose in its entirety. Forgot what else. Oh, yeah, and I posted the FTM-150 in the ARPSC group, too. So that's why I was saying I'm surprised that it didn't go, because I priced it to go, and it didn't go. But it's a good radio. I still got the original box, still got all the accessories and crap for it. It was only in my truck for, I don't know, maybe a year before before I took it out, so I appreciate it. And Rick, it is a good time, but I did have to bring a 204 and a 6-year-old yesterday, so there's that.
You're connected to CMN Network.